Love these conversations because in a crazy world with things coming at you that you've never heard of, when you look at ingredients on a bottle and you can't pronounce the first four, and, you know, I don't know, people have diseases now you never heard of. People say, oh, somebody came down with something. I'm like, I've never even heard of that. How we have a disease we never even heard of? You know, these things are going, you need good advisors, people that actually were ahead of this curve and focused more on health than symptom management. And today we have the author of The Quest for Wellness. And I think we're all kind of on this quest for wellness personally, one way or another, Mr. Dr. Sogaj Sherwood.
Hey, it's good to see you guys. Thank you all for having me. You guys look great as always.
Thank you. Well, you are a huge contributor to that, and we are very thankful for our relationship with you and Dr. Michelle, for sure.
And we love these conversations because selfishly, we always have our own kind of questions. You hear about things, or we got a family member or something that we hear, and we're like, oh, man, you know, we get the show. It's basically like a free medical consultation for us on a weekly basis. I want to bring up something. You know, the last time we had you on, you introduced me to this new gadget, which I'm going to illustrate. I've been using this for a week. It's got a power cord, USB-C, so it's universal, kind of plugs in, but it lasts a long time. I know it lasts a week without doing it, but I'll illustrate what I'm doing with you real quick to make sure that I'm doing this right. Something we started about a year or so ago was this idea of hydrogen and getting, you know, that in our bodies, and we started taking one of these, which this is called H2 Elite. We buy them from you. I think they're universally available and different things, you know, similar, but it's a little gray pill that basically, pull out my Yeti, that we would mix with water, da 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 da. And during the shows, I'd put some water in, and before we start an episode with somebody, I would just drop one of those in there, and it kind of
fizzes.
Alka-Seltzer kind of thing. It bubbles and fizzes. Right.
And, but this takes the place of that. Is that right, Dr. Sherwood?
It takes the place of it. Pour the water in there, and you're going to push the button and show everybody how that works.
Similar kind of technology. So basically, this is a way of making my own supplement forever without having to buy something every single month. And so,
correct.
Not this is not like instead of your Yeti, it's not big. If this is all the water you drank for the whole day, it's probably not enough. I'm always sipping on water, but you can put in water. I just got this out of my fridge, and I don't know what this thing's made of, but it's kind of heavy. It's got some cool tech. And then when you seal it, there's like a vacuum, like kunk. But before we start our interview, let's make sure. You just hold that for like a couple seconds. Boom. And it pops up blue.
And it looks so cool. Oh, you got yours too.
And it's got a little timer. It's got a little timer on the bottom, and it's counting down for 5 minutes. So everything's kind of automated. It does it for you. So in the mornings, what I'm doing is I just set that there, and it's on my counter, and it sits there kind of going. My grandkids love it. They're like, oh, what's that? So I'm going to have this run for 5 minutes while we're talking. And then basically I just take the seal off and drink it, but it tastes identical to water, which was a little better than this, which wasn't bad, but it had a taste. So
yeah, it's great little technology, and I like how you put that. You got a supplement for life. You got hydrogen water for life, and hydrogen water actually gives life because it reduces inflammation and reduces excessive free radicals. So there's a lot of stuff there. Colton got a website there, and we got all kinds of information there. I did a whole recording on that for people.
Well, in fact, we'll put it in the notes below. So if you're listening here and thinking, what are you guys talking about? We'll put that last episode in there. But you can go to sherwood.tv/H2. So sherwood.tv/H2 to learn more about these bottles, and you can buy them there. All right. So we want to also talk about, because we're going to let this do its thing.
Right now it's pumping. It's putting more hydrogen in the water. Is that what it's doing right now, basically?
Yep. That little canister down there made of titanium is via electrolysis, pushing hydrogen gas into the water. And when it's done, you're just going to pull off the cap. You're going to hear the little pressurization unseal, and you're going to drink it. A little bit of liquid life for you right there.
And what's the advantage, real quick, without sidetracking this whole conversation, what is the advantage of having more hydrogen in your water? Having what, you know, because water's wet, does it make the water wetter? You know, what's the benefit of it?
Well, water is going to carry the hydrogen. Hydrogen is the smallest molecule known to mankind. It's number one in the periodic table of elements. It is so small, in fact, David and Stacy, it crosses every barrier, every single one. It gets all the way into every mitochondria you have in your body. The mitochondria, your powerhouses, generate energy. Energy equates waste products known as free radicals. Free radicals can build up and impair energy, and they can also create inflammation. Hydrogen fixes all that. There you go.
Wow. Awesome. That is so cool. All right,
so it's going to sit there making my own supplement for free.
All right. This week we had the opportunity to interview a guy by the name of Todd Callender, and he owns insurance companies, and they've kind of looked at numbers, kind of what's happening with people that have taken the vaccination, and it's not good. And so we've received quite a few emails, and we have been for quite a while, about people that they got the shot, and now they're like, okay, what can I do to help myself? Because now I'm having some issues, or I'm concerned about what could possibly happen. And so we wanted to talk to you today about what are possibilities, what are things that people can do to make a difference?
Well, in our experience, David and Stacy, as you know, we had great experience, you know, getting people, you know, out of the COVID mess once they got infected. But we've had the occurrences over the last couple of years to deal with people that have taken the shots and have been concerned about this idea of long haul COVID. And we started kind of researching this stuff just like we did before. And we discovered that everybody handles these spike proteins differently. And we discovered the base behind that is genetics. We're all born a little bit different. Even though we're 99.9% similar with our genes, the various combinations that we have between us can be trillions of times differently. And some of those little differences sort of elicit their function on our detox pathways, on our immune system pathways. And to know that information has given us the insights to be able to equip these people that we've dealt with over the last couple of years under that auspices. And I'm happy to report that we haven't had anybody have this quote unquote long haul COVID, and we're happy about it. And it's good. I think not because we're smarter than anybody else. I think it's because we've taken more data. We've got more data points, more information, and we try to make the human body perform better.
Okay. So if somebody's experiencing long haul COVID, there are answers, because we actually had an opportunity to speak with somebody yesterday that has been to several doctors that still is having these same symptoms and not able to get rid of it.
You bet there is. It's important to understand your genetics. So genetics are like a loaded gun. And we know guns don't kill people. People kill people. Mm-hmm. So genetics load the gun, and the environment around us pulls the trigger. What is the environment? Mm-hmm. It could be our pollutants, toxic load. It could be our nutrition. It could be our sleep, our stress management, our movement. All these things matter. And when you put all those pieces together in that environmental shift that you have control over, you can then get, David and Stacy, predictable genetic expression, which means positive genetic outcome. And I look at this and I think, okay, that's God's design, not Mark's and Michelle's. And obviously, we're understanding God's design better. We don't have it fully understood yet, but the better you understand God's plan and his purposes, the better you can get on board with him and actually see his blessings and his protection begin to show themselves mighty in your life.
So let me ask it this way and tell me if these statements are true or not. Stacy and I could have both received one round of the vaccination, and our bodies would respond to the exact same thing differently based on a thousand variables within us individually. But then say take smoking, for example. There's probably a difference, you know, if you had a patient that's 50 and he's like, man, I smoked when I was in high school, versus he smoked until he, you know, was 40. You know, I mean, the number of rounds that somebody gets and all that. There also appears to be, and tell me if this, based on what you've seen, is true, not all of those batches. I've seen a lot of commentary. I don't know. I'm not the expert on that, but not all of those rounds necessarily are guaranteed to have been the same. Every batch, depending on manufacturer, different rounds, you know, just because you received a round of vaccination, some of those seem to be more of a nothing burger, and some seem to be trigger bigger response. Is that kind of maybe comment on those comments?
Yeah, the first comment is everybody's going to respond differently. The great example you just came up with is smoking. Some people could smoke all their life and never get lung cancer, and some people could be exposed to secondhand smoke one time and get lung cancer. Another example people get is some people can drink coffee at 9:30 at night and be asleep at 10. Some people be up all night. Alcohol the same way. All of these particular toxins or variables have sort of this personalized response that we have. And that's why, you know, it's going to be challenging for anyone to say vaccines cause death. Because you're going to find the comments here in, listen, I'm not for vaccines. Let me just tell you, I'm not for the force thing, none of that mess. But it's not going to be plausible to say the COVID vaccine causes death in all people, because it cannot, it does not. There's going to be people that took the vaccine will have a long, long life. But I want to understand that. How can we do better? How can we understand why one person didn't have a problem and one person did? And that lies in our genetics, and it lies in our epigenetics, our environmental genetic conversation. And when we understand that, we can actually do better. So you're right on point with that. It requires us to dig one level deeper and get this information and really get it interpreted and implemented properly.
Okay, so if somebody's listening today and they either got the vaccination, they have long haul COVID, what are some things that they can do? You were talking about genetics. So there's a test or something they can take?
Yes. In pretty much all the people we deal with, we run a very robust genetic panel, because I want to know how they function. I want to know what God put in them in that nucleus to make them actually be able to withstand the environment. Because we know that God's defense system is superior. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. So people test that with us. We can send a kit right to their house. They can get it done and get it analyzed. Now, before people go, I don't want anybody having my genetic information, just understand this. Our labs are not based in America, because I don't trust them either. Just FYI, we have been in common. And if a person wants to use an alias or AKA, they can. That's the reason I'm very comfortable with this. I have a lot of people that are worried about that. So as long as you remember what name you used, I can get your information. But if you forget, I'm kind of like helpless there. But this information, I believe, is critical to everybody's plan, everybody's life, not only, you know, now in the future. It's kind of like our past. Genes have changed 2% in 10,000 years, by the way. That's it, 2%.
Wow.
Our past speaking to us in our present about how to have a great future. And if you kind of sort of take that thing full circle and look at it from that sort of, it's not a 30,000 foot, maybe 100,000 foot viewpoint, we can actually have a good outcome if we just know that data and know what we're doing as far as the interpretation of that.
So what's the process? Somebody hears this and they're like, man, I want to know. I did 2 rounds or 3 rounds or 1 round, or my spouse did and I didn't. You know, can you test to see if they have spike proteins in their system, or, you know, how does that go? What's the step one, step two, step three?
Well, first thing I want to know is their genetic profile. That's going to give me an insight into what their, you know, system is supposed to do. And then I'll know from that point how to make it work better. And then I want to look at the person's symptoms. What are they presenting with? What are they doing right now? I think that's very, very important to do that. And then we can test the amount of antibodies they have towards a spike protein. It's called an anti-spike IgG antibody test. And it'll give us a level of those spike proteins in the body that the body's trying to develop an antibody against. And that gives us great insight there. And then we can actually take all that information, put a plan together, and give the person great confidence to know their body is able to not only withstand the barrage, but, good news, overcome the barrage.
So when they go to drsogood.com, Colton had on the screen there earlier, you can click on doing the testing to get the testing done. And then there is also the consultation with you afterwards, where you're going to read the report and help walk through that process. So that's there as well. They can click on that. And then you've actually, for the Flyover family, given a discount. It's actually 30% off. So when they use promo code Flyover, they get 30% off of that DNA or genetic test. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we've instructed genetic analysis, genetic implementation to clinicians all around the world. We've done this, you know, pre-COVID. We've been everywhere around this world talking to clinicians about this. It's really understandable that we looked at genes as to be a bad thing. I look at them as a good thing. I look at it as God information given me. And we wanted the Flyover family to have something special. You guys are very important to us, as well as all the Flyover community and family out there. And it really, it's heartbreaking, David and Stacy, to watch people stress out of their mind about the unknown. Mm-hmm. Well, I like to try to do the best I can, and my wife does, to eliminate the unknown. I want to give them confidence again. We want to give them some hope out there. You know, we're known as hope dealers, but part of having hope is having some information that you have is rock solid that you can count on. And so that's why I think this is something we want to do for you guys. I think it's a blessing. And I encourage everybody to do this. It is a it's an investment into information. It's an investment into confidence. And I think it's, frankly, an investment into hope.
I know. We went through this. It came out real clear. Stacy shouldn't eat mushrooms. was a thing, you know? And it was like, but we ate mushrooms a lot. We go get a steak and get mushrooms on top. That was like a big part. And it was like, man, she was having, you know, some stuff. It's like, hey, that's something that her body doesn't work well with. Mine, no problem. You know, even like the amount of red meat we should have, all those things kind of came out in that. And it was all based on, you know, genetics and things you were bringing out. You're like, oh, well, that's why my mom, my dad, like when we realized that there, you're like, oh, that's kind of been a thing. So anyway, I'm excited. I want our listeners, there's no reason for us to even have a show to do everything we do if people watched it for a year and are not better off.
Right.
You know, there's an entertainment factor, I guess, you know, to a certain degree. But our goal and heart with this show, we prepare it every day and every week, is like, okay, at the end of it, somebody is probably going to, they're going to probably have a little bit less debt. They're probably going to be on less pharmaceutical drugs. They're going to be healthy. They're probably going to lose a few pounds. They're probably going to be eating dinner together as a family. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to be closer to God. They're going to be reading their Bible themselves in private, you know, and like taking responsibility for these most important areas of their life. And, you know, this really lends itself to that. So,
and now your water bottle.
Now my,
let's look at it.
No.
Oh, ready? I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was
it's cool a seal. Sound. It was like psh. No. Almost feels like, you know, something from like Back to the Future.
I know,
it's like,
so cool.
What is this? All right.
It is kind of Back to the Future. Here's to your younger self.
Amen.
Ah, that's amazing. So this is easy for us to do. We have it around. I'll have one in the morning. Sometimes at lunch we're doing it, or at night. It's an easy thing just to have around on the counter, put some water in it, hit the button, you know, take a sip later. It's an easy way to be making my own supplement and not have to buy something on any kind of a repeat basis. Very cost effective and kind of makes me feel cooler and
it
more,
is so cool.
More technologically savvy than I really am.
Dr. Sherwood, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for having me. Love you guys.
To Flyover Family, go to Sherwood.tv/H2 and DrSoGood.com.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Dr. Michelle.
And I'm Dr. Mark. And we are from the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we are really excited about our genetics testing. We've done this for thousands of people around the world. And it's given us critical, amazing, awesome information that has helped us set the tone and the pathway for optimal health for many, many people. And it's exactly something we want to tell you about right now.
So DNA is actually unique to you. We utilize a lab that looks at 50 some odd actionable genes, meaning when you see those genes and you start to understand them, you can actually make changes that bring you an optimal outcome so that you can live a long and vital life. Some people have areas of potential weakness that need to be supported. And it's important that when those need support, you put the right support on board. So we have the ability to customize a long-term plan for you. Now remember, genes are the loaded gun, and it is the environment that pulls the trigger. Genes are the blueprint, and that blueprint is unique to you.
So if you're out there and you've wondered, what am I going to do? How do I set the information or get the information to really make a plan for me that's specific to me? Look no further. You need to get your genes analyzed. There's various areas that we look at, including that would include things like
looking at whether or not you're predisposed to heart disease or brain disease, things like Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And look at things like weight loss resistance. How many of you out there have wondered why I'm having so much trouble losing weight and why does somebody else have so much easy time losing weight?
Then there's this area of injury tendencies. Some people are very predisposed to injuring themselves, and this allows us to understand when we put you in an exercise program, how do we optimize your fitness levels and your long-term goals so that you don't get hurt?
Some people produce more inflammation than others. Wouldn't you like to know how to turn that into an advantage? We can tell you that with your genetics.
There's this area of detoxification. Why on earth is one person able to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day for their entire life and never have a negative consequence, while another person smokes a pack a day for 3 years and ends up with cancer? Mm. Well, it's all in the detoxification genes and enzymes. And if they're weak, we can learn how to support those so that your system actually detoxifies at an optimal rate.
Did you know your genes can tell you what to take? A lot of people take supplements. I mean, it's incredible. It's billions of dollars worth of industry, but the genes can specifically look at vitamin metabolism, give you direction on what to take, not just what to take, but how much to take of things like vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C, etc.
Now, it would be remiss if we didn't mention this area called methylation. You know, oftentimes people come in the office and they say, well, I have MTHFR disease. Can you just talk a little bit about methylation and what that means and why it's so important?
Everybody has MTHFR. It's an actual protein-derived enzyme that's coded in your genetics. But it's not just isolated there. It has other ones around it. We look at what's around it as well as that. And so we're able to give you a plan to make that a non-issue. Yes, you heard that right, a non-issue. So if that's been something that's been bugging you, or you quote-unquote thought you had it, look, don't let it overcome you with what-ifs. We'll tell you how to deal with that.
There's many, many other biological areas that are tested that have priorities that need to be addressed. One of those areas is oxidative stress. If you are rusting in real time faster than you're repairing or recovering, boy, that means biologically your age may be much higher than your chronological age. And we can help you get that under control by applying the right lifestyle principles.
So if you look at the genes, it's the past, your past, speaking to your present to set the tone and give you information on how to have a better future. So get your genetics done. That would be a good move in the right direction, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's one test, one time, one and done.